tonight we're starting a new siman, siman Kuf Nun Gimel, page 69. Kuf Nun Gimel. So we've been talking about the honor and respect that's due a shul. We're talking about building a shul, tearing down a shul rather. Now we're talking about building a shul in Kuf Nun Gimel. Okay, page 69. Motor lasos mi beis haknesses beis hamedrash aval lo mi beis hamedrash beis haknesses. So Mechaber says that you're allowed to make a shul into a base medrash, but not vice versa. You can't make a base medrash into a base knesset. The Mishnah Berurah explains that a base medrash hu makom miyuchal l'Torah, that a base medrash is a place where people learn, and therefore kedusha yos a gedola yoser. So therefore, its kedusha is higher. Now, see, this gets into an interesting discussion because, you know, really, technically, a base knesses is only supposed to be for davening, only. You won't even give a drasha there. You want nothing. And there's halachas governing that. So there's a very big question about, let's say, what we have. Is this a base knesses or base medrash? Because it's predominantly davening, but there's a lot of learning. So, but you'll see what the idea is in a second. Why the Machaber is saying this? Now, the Mishnah Berurah, excuse me, the Berurah Halacha says that the same thing applies. That if you want to sell a shul in order to buy a yeshiva, let's put it that way, a base matter, so you could do that, but not vice versa. You couldn't sell a yeshiva, so to speak, to buy a shul, a place just for davening. Why? Because the kedusha is higher. So you could go from a lower kedusha to higher kedusha, but not vice versa. And with that in mind, look at base. Bnei ha'ir shemachru beis haknesses. Let's say people of the city sold a beis haknesses. So yichum likach bedamav teva. So what do you do with the money? So the Mechaber says, or the halacha is, what you do with the money is you could buy a teva. Teva is an aron kodesh. We'll see what the concept is in a second. Da'inu hechal sheminichem bo sefer Torah, oluach shemaminim alav sefer Torah, or a platform where they put the sefer Torah on, like a bima. Machru teva. Let's say they sold the aron kodesh. Yechom likach b'damav matfach shel sefer Torah. So then you could use the money for what we call mentloch, the covers of a sefer Torah. Mother Ramatachas, let's say they sold that. Lochim bedameas farim. So then, use the money to buy farim. What does that mean? Dehainu, shekasu kol chumash levada. Something that has each chumash is written on it. So the idea is, it's not like our chumash. We'll discuss it later. When they talk about chumash, the Mishnah Berurah says, it was a scroll. It was a scroll. It was written as a scroll. But you had a scroll that's bracious, right? So it's not a Sefer Torah, because it's just a scroll for bracious, just a scroll, shmos, just a scroll, right? So therefore, you use the money for that. Okay, Nevi'im, Ksuvim, okay, Machru Svarim, let's say they sold that. Lochim B'tamei and Sefer Torah, so then you use the money to buy a Sefer Torah. Aval Ibcha, but if you want to go the other way, That's the concept here for the halachas that we're learning today. To lower something in their kedusha, asur, and you're not allowed to do. So again, what's interesting here is I'm selling whatever it is, and the money, there's restrictions on the money, what I could do with the money. In other words, it's not just the article. In other words, I want to take a Sefer Torah and buy chairs. You can't do that. I'm not doing that. I am taking, let's say, a Sefer Torah, selling it, and using the money. You can't do that either. You can't do it. You can't do that because the money has kedusha since it came from this, from the sale, the proceeds of this sale. V'imkanu b'ksas ha'mo'os darash kedusha chamura, en yochom l'shas ha'mo'os her l'kedusha kala. So then you'll say, okay, they sold the Sefer Torah for $20,000. So they're going to use $10,000 for something, but we got let's say another Sefer Torah, right? They got one on eBay or for sale, you know, whatever. But they have $10,000 left over. So they'll say, right, they can picture they have a meeting. And what are we going to do with the other 10? We'll paint the shul. We'll buy new chairs. No, you can't do that. Can't do that. You're not allowed to do that. Okay. So again, bear this in mind as we go on. Sefer Torah shenim set bal taos. Let's say I have a puzzle Sefer Torah. So I have a Sefer Torah that where there's a mistake in it. Dino kechumashim. So it has a halacha of a chumash, like we mentioned before. So again, so like if you sold an Aron Kodesh, you can use the money to buy a puzzle Sefer Torah. You could do that because again, it has kedusha, but it's a lesser kedusha. The Mishnah Berurah explains because even though we don't read from it, but still you could fix it. So potentially, you know, it could be a real Sefer Torah, so that therefore it still has that kedusha. Okay, so we'll continue along these lines in Merseh Hashem tomorrow and see more things like what you could sell for what, how you could do that. Merseh Hashem, we'll continue that tomorrow. Blame that.